Now, you also mentioned the JCO paper by Scagliotti and the editorial by Einhorn about the paper looking at GEM or Pemetrex adenocarcinoma, squamous carcinoma. Can you kind of go through that?
Sure. So even before we go into the Scagliotti paper, in this trial that we just discussed, the maintenance trial, they also looked at the results by histology. And sure enough, there was no difference whatsoever in patients with squamous cell carcinoma. No benefit for pemetrexed, and the benefit was restricted to patients with adenocarcinoma or large cell histology. So this was one of the studies that pointed out to a potential difference in efficacy by histology. The pivotal study that led to the approval of pemetrexed, the Nasser-Hanna trial, looking at pemetrexed versus docetaxel, was also analyzed, obviously retrospectively, by histology, and they saw the same thing. Even though the efficacy parameters were identical between the two drugs in the overall population, when they looked at adenocarcinoma patients, there seemed to be a benefit in favor of pemetrexed versus docetaxel, and the opposite was true for squamous cell carcinoma patients. This is, again, another huge dogma that has been prevalent for 20 years, meaning in an advanced setting, or even in the earlier stage setting, we never differentiated treatment regimens by histology. It wasn't that relevant. And now this is beginning to come down, and it appears that some drugs have different efficacy depending on the histology. So the Scagliotti paper
was...
Can
you just draw out, though, the basic science issue there in terms of what the explanation might be? TS or something?
Yeah, so I think this remains to be shown in a more conclusive way. But it appears that, you know, TS being the main target enzyme for pemetrexed, it appears that it's overexpressed on squamous cell carcinomas as opposed to adenocarcinomas versus large cell carcinomas. And this may very well be the case. This may, however, be just a phenotypic expression of a more fundamental molecular difference between adenocarcinomas and squamous cell carcinomas. And there's a lot of work being done with pharmacogenomics. And we know, for example, work from Europe and work from Moffitt on ERCC1 and platinum. We know RM1 and gemcitabine. So there's a lot that comes together when we talk about histology, because histology is really just the tip of the iceberg. There's a reason why tumors will eventually lead to that phenotypic expression under the microscope versus a different one. And that's where we're going. So the Scagliotti trial was a very large study that looked at cisgemcitabine versus cispemetrexed. They saw, again, no significant differences in any of the efficacy parameters. However, in a predefined analysis, patients with adenocarcinoma had a better survival on cispemetrexed compared to cisgemcitabine. The difference in median survival was 2 months, absolute difference. And conversely, in squamous cell carcinoma patients, cisgemcitabine seemed to be better than cispemetrexed, although that difference was not statistically significant, but the trend was pretty obvious. So now we have three studies with pemetrexed that appear to show that this drug has a preferential activity in adenocarcinoma or large cell carcinoma patients as opposed to squamous cell patients. And should this influence practice? I think it should. I think it should. Have I begun to do that in my clinical practice? Not quite yet. Again, this is all beginning to be absorbed, I think, by clinicians. But in the next few months, it will be pretty relevant, I believe.
So give me an example about what a case would be where you maybe do something different today than you would have done a year ago because of these data.
So if you have a patient in the first-line setting who has adenocarcinoma or a large cell carcinoma and your first-line regimen of choice happens to be cisgemcitabine, I would rethink that choice. The issue here is that we don't have the data for taxanes, which here in the United States happen to be the most popular choice for first line.
Also Bev.
Or Bev. We'll get to the Bev issue with histology in just a second. But just for the chemo alone, and then in the second line setting, you know, if you're dealing with a patient who has squamous cell carcinoma and needs second line intervention, and you typically use pemetrexed, you might want to choose a different strategy in that setting. And that's when pemetrexed and bevacizumab sort of come together. So it's not just in the maintenance issue. I think the two have a lot in common as far as maintenance, as we discussed. But as far as histological subtypes, we have these two drugs that appear to be partners, and also in terms of preferential activity. It's a little different for bevacizumab because nobody says that bevacizumab is not active or it's less active in squamous cell carcinoma patients. It's a tolerance issue. It's a toxicity issue. Here, we're saying pemetrexed seems to be less active in squamous cell patients.